This is WMUK's West Southwest Brief. I'm Arlene McMichael. Did you know downtown Kalamazoo is home to the nation's first property financed and built by and for a woman's group? The Ladies Library Association building turns 140 years old this year and will be open for tours during the June 7th Art Hop. I sit down with Association President Janet Heller to talk about its history. Welcome back to WMUK.
Thank you very much.
Your building is on the National Register of Historic Places. It was completed in 1879. It didn't easily come about.
Well, the land was donated by our treasurer at the time, Ruth Webster. We were very lucky that she owned downtown property. And we were built before the Civic Theater. So if you look at early pictures of the Ladies Library, the block looks very different because there's no Civic Theater and there's a lot more empty space. But our treasurer also loaned money at interest to the husbands of Ladies Library Association members. And she also made sure that if you checked out a book from the Ladies Library and it was overdue, you paid your overdue fines. So she generated a lot of money from her wise way of managing our economics. We're really proud of having done this ourselves.
Women being able to build a building, it required some special permissions. Can you talk about that?
We got special permission from the state of Michigan to build the building. In general, men were more accepted as being in a financial position to do things like this. So there were restrictions on what women could do, and so we did need special permission.
The Ladies Library Association. It started as a sewing circle in and around 1844. Then you organized yourself into something a little bit different in 1852.
Yes, we began as a book reading and sewing circle. Today it would be like a book club. And many avenues of higher education were closed to women at the time. Women could not be students at many colleges and universities. It's very different today, of course. But the Ladies Library Association served the purpose of providing a format for higher education for women. We offered a lot of educational programs. Plays were put on at the Ladies Library. There were book discussion groups. We had a lecture series. We had musical concerts, just all sorts of wonderful experiences for women. We were officially established as an organization in 1852.
One of the early things that your organization did is it had a lending library. Isn't it Kalamazoo's first lending library, or is it even, I'm told, even the region's first one? Which one is it?
Yes, we were the first lending library in Southwest Michigan.
Your mission is to enrich the community through literacy, arts, and culture, and to preserve the Ladies Library building and history. Has that changed over time?
The mission has stayed the same, but the formats in which we explore this have changed. For example, one of our most successful programs is Books for Babies. Members give donations of new or gently used books or make a monetary donation so we can purchase new books, and then we donate these to local organizations that serve families who don't have a lot of funds. It's very important, teachers have told me, and psychologists have told me, for kids to have books in their home and to be committed to reading at a young age. This spring, we gave out over 800 books.
The other thing I should point out is that your association is one of the first women's clubs organized in Michigan and believed to be one of the third in the nation to be organized. Your building. It is a lovely red brick building right behind the Kalamazoo Civic Theater. Can you describe what's inside?
We're often open to the public. For example, during the Art Hops, we'll be open for the Art Hop in early June, June 7th, that evening from 5 to 8, and we'll also be open the next day for the art show and the other Jubilee festivities. Our members and the architects designed a building that's just, it just has so many visual treats. There are original tiles as you enter on the floor that were quite expensive at the time, but the members wanted it, and it's just really lovely tile. And you can't find that sort of stuff these days. It has to be specially made. It's not the sort of thing that you can pick up in any store. The woodwork is just gorgeous all throughout the building. And they're just lovely touches, like some of the ceilings have little gold stars. There's sort of the starry sky theme. And the floors are original. Many of the furnishings are original. We still have our original gargoyle that is sort of a lovely touch. It's a drainage feature for the building, but it also is spectacularly grotesque and fascinating. There are lovely high ceilings, a lovely winding staircase with wooden banisters and other features going up to our second floor. And we did something new in 2013. We put on a fully accessible addition that has super large bathrooms and an elevator.
The organization recently selected local female artist Snadij Jensen-Rangas as the winner of its stained glass competition that commemorates women's right to vote. It'll be placed on the eastern side of the building on the second floor.
We really felt that it fit the ladies' library. She shows a very confident woman, and she has symbols. There are little bees to indicate, you know, hard work and dedication. And also, it reflects our starry sky motif. There are stars there. Her design is called Through Hardship to the Stars. And for us, that really fit what we're trying to do with the Ladies' Library, to expand the horizons of individuals in our area and to provide all sorts of support so that people can fulfill their dreams.
You've been listening to Janet Heller, president of the Ladies' Library Association of Kalamazoo, talk about the 140th anniversary of the group's building. It'll be open for tours during the June 7th Art Hop. For a longer version of this interview, visit WMUK.org. You can subscribe to the West Southwest podcast through Apple iTunes and Google Music. For WMUK's West Southwest Brief, I'm Earlene McMichael.